administration to order. It is, what's the date?
24th.
April 24th. Quorum is present. We are here, members, because of Rule 21 on the floor on the Omnibus Education Bill. So Senator Nienau made that motion. We would like to hear from him. Senator Nienau.
Thank you, Mr. Chair. I don't recall if you were on the floor during the exchange yesterday between Senator Cohen and I on another bill that I believed what was out of balance, but I used a different term yesterday. But today I will say Senator Cohen explained how he used some interesting accounting approaches in such a way that it did not put it out of balance. We had that discussion. I let that go. Yesterday in the Finance Committee, we simply straight up blew the target. There were no interesting accounting approaches. The bill simply was out of balance based on the target. We had some discussion about that. Senator Cohen essentially said, well, we just changed the target. Mr. Chair, you have the sole and unilateral authority to change those targets. Nobody else does. Until that is done, until it is publicly announced, this bill is out of balance. I don't think that the – I understand that that can happen in division, and we have done that before, and that's fine. But coming out of the full Finance Committee, the bill should be balanced and in line with the targets, particularly before the full body adopts that report and moves it on to another committee. Mr. Chair, it was too much. I had to make a point of that and bring that here. Mr. Chair, if you want to change those targets here today, you can publicly announce it. This is a public meeting. All will be fine.
Senator Nienau, the objection under Rule 21 is an objection referring to where the bill was being referred coming out of the committee. So I'm not sure that it was the right objection to raise, unless you think the bill shouldn't go to taxes and you think it should go somewhere else.
Mr. Chair, I think it should go back to finance. It should not go out of finance, referred to any other committee in the form that it is in right now. That is why I made the objection.
Senator Nienau, I think maybe the motion to make on the floor would have been to reject the committee report. But right now the bill is set to go to taxes, and that's really what's in front of us. And I have not made a decision yet about whether we'll increase that target or not, but I will make that decision before that bill comes to the floor for the body to consider. Senator Cohen had a small amount of money, a few million dollars, kind of on the bottom line for miscellaneous things that come up, because once you set the targets, the finance chair has to have some flexibility. And this was his last finance bill to come through, so I believe he made a decision that he didn't see anything else coming his way, and he had $3 or $4 million kind of sitting around for kind of unforeseen things, and it looks like they decided to spend it there. I will make a decision, because I'm on the tax committee, I'll make a decision before or during taxes whether we're going to adjust that target or whether we will bring that bill down to meet the target. But I'll make that decision so that by the time the bill gets to the floor, the target will match where the bill is. And I understand the concern. And I think it would be well-founded if we actually had the bill up for a vote on the floor. The motion in front of us by Senator Cohen is adopt the committee report from the Finance Committee. Any discussion? Not all in favor signify by saying aye.
Aye.
Contrary, no?
No.
The motion prevails. Members, the Rules Committee is adjourned.